first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood before them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen."
Happy Easter. Would you like to say after me? Jesus Christ is risen today. Hallelujah. Jesus is risen. Jesus is alive. Jesus is here. Well, turn to the person next to you and wish them a happy Easter too. And now let's all sing the great Easter hymn, "Christ the Lord is risen today, hallelujah," number 275 in the Red Book. Jesus appeared and said to his disciples, "Peace be with you." And their jaws dropped. Let us worship him too. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting Heavenly Father, risen Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, with all the company of your people on earth and in heaven, we join together to shout hallelujah. Jesus is risen. Jesus is alive. Jesus is here with us and for us. Death has been conquered. Good is stronger than evil. Love triumphs over hate. Life outlives death. We praise you for raising the sun every morning. We praise you for reclothing the grass every spring. We praise you for reviving our flagging faith every day. We praise you for our resurrections as well as your resurrection. Thank you for the sure and certain hope of resurrection to eternal life when we die. And thank you for daily resurrections and bounce back ability in the face of the 1,001 daily deaths which we face. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for meeting us here and now on this Easter Sunday. Thank you for revealing yourself to us today. Thank you for coming to us in our griefs like Mary, in our guilts like Peter, in our confusion like Cleopas, and in our doubts like Thomas. Forgive us when, like the disciples at first, we do not believe the eyewitness testimony of other people. Forgive us when, like Thomas, we doubt your risen life. And forgive us when we live on the wrong side of Easter, seeing only an uphill climb to our next crucifixion, instead of seeing our crosses as empty and with rings of glory on them, and seeing our tombs as empty and without sting. Forgive us for clinging on to our sins and guilts, rather than letting them be crucified, dead, and buried with you. Thank you for the message of Easter, that our sins are forgiven, dead and buried with you, and we enjoy a clean, new, fresh start in you. Thank you that we are put right in ourselves, put right with other people, and put right with you yourself. So hear us as we pray together as one great family. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The order of service is a bit different today, so let's do the intimations just now. So everybody is most welcome today, including visitors who are with us, and you're all invited for a cup of tea at the end of the service. If you'd been at the early service, you had a bacon roll as well. We're very grateful to Linda McDougall, Kathleen McElreevy, and Barbara Deans for that breakfast. 2 o'clock this afternoon, the choir and other members of the church are welcome to come and join me for the Arranview Care Home Easter service. Today is also the May Parish Magazine deadline. And the highlight of the week, perhaps, is the guilds. All the guilds in the area are going to Dalry St. Margaret's on Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock for the AGM. Our own guild is meeting on Wednesday evening at 7:30. It's a bring-and-buy sale. The Reverend Andrew Taylor will be covering for me this week. I always look forward to Easter for more reasons than one. I'm on holiday from tomorrow for 1 week, and Andrew Taylor is covering. And his phone number is there in your order of service, and he'll be doing the pulpit supply next Sunday. The congregational board meets a week on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. I'd like to thank everybody for their Easter cards and thank everybody who has helped in any way throughout Holy Week. It seems a long time ago now, but if you remember back to last Sunday, we had our special Christian Aid lunch. So thanks to all those who were involved in organising that and to everybody who's helped all throughout the week in so many different capacities. On your way out today, you can get a free Easter gift. It's a new CD, The Rock Show and Relevance. And I'd like to thank Gordon Fraser for painting the stairway out the back, the emergency exit one. It's a lot more clear to see at night as folk are walking in the dark through there. And one last slightly sad note. Linda Murphy's cat is missing. So she's put posters up. It's in the newspaper. She's contacted all the vets. But the cat is called Magnus. He's a dark coloured cat. And he's an exotic sort of cat. He's quite hairy. Please keep an eye out for Magnus and pray that he might be found. Maybe we'll have a resurrection in that sense as well. Now, this being Easter, I want to give out the Easter Egg Awards. Brian, would you like to help me, as is your custom? Now, this year, we only have three. This is awarded to the people who have come all week long to all the services, the full set. So, could you give one to a certain Linda McDougall? This is called the Real Easter Egg. Available from all reputable shops, particularly Morrison's. It's the only Easter egg that's made of fair trade chocolate that doesn't involve child slave labour to make it, that has inside it the Easter story in a booklet. This is for Harry and Kathleen to share. Just give it to Harry, he's nearest. And this is to Audrey and Laura. I know Audrey said not to give the kids chocolate eggs because they get far too many chocolate Easter eggs and they'll just be sick. It's mainly to Audrey. And Laura did come with her all the time. Right, thank you very much, Brian. Can we all sing the Easter egg song? You'll find it on your sheets. If you look on the inside of your order of service, this is Roll the Stone. It's in small print in the middle page.
Jesus died, but he's alive, and this is Easter Day. We all like to paint our eggs, some are blue and some are red. First we roll them till they crunch, then we eat them, munch, munch, munch. Roll the stone, roll the stone, roll the stone away. Jesus died, but he's alive, and this is Easter Day. We have chocolate eggs to eat, and inside there's lots of sweets. First they open with a crunch, then we eat them, munch, munch, munch. Roll the stone, roll the stone, roll the stone away.
So, this is Easter Day. Can you tell me anything about Easter? What do you know about Easter? Evan. Eva? Jesus rose from the dead. That's easy to say. Think about that.
The egg represents the big boulder. Rona makes the boulder. And the egg
Do you want to point it out? No, but come out and do a weather forecast. Okay. I'll do it. When Jesus was buried, he was put in a hole in the ground like that, with a great big stone rolled over it and shut. And then, that was Friday. On the Sunday, they came to see the grave, but the stone had rolled away, and Jesus was gone. He wasn't dead anymore, he was alive, and he appeared to people. He appeared to lots of people, over 500 people, on 12 different occasions over the next 40 days. So we roll the eggs to remember the stone that rolled away. Would you like to all come out and I'll show you some things up here. See the pictures here? You know what they are? Can you guess why I've got a caterpillar and a butterfly? Right. It starts as a caterpillar, it ends as a butterfly, and in the middle it goes into a wee cocoon. Right? And the cocoon's a wee bit like the grave there. It looks like it goes to sleep or it dies, and then the next thing is, well, it's alive again. And it's not like a caterpillar anymore, it's now a butterfly. There was a couple of caterpillars watching a butterfly, and one said to the other, "You'll never get me up in one of these things." So the butterfly is a picture of life after death. See on there, look, someone's handcrafted this. They were sewing it. It says, "He lives," and there's two butterflies on it. The crosses of Jesus are now empty. He's not on the cross anymore. We've got all kinds of crosses. Crystal one. So this is our Easter symbol. Now, someone brought me this morning. It's a very long one. You see what happens in the story of the daffodil? It starts as a bulb. It's put in the ground, buried underneath. So everybody says, "Oh, it's gone. It's dead. It's buried." But a wee while later, it comes up. And then from a dull seed bulb comes a beautiful flower. So it's a lovely picture of life after death. These are the folded grave clothes with an angel at one end and one at the other, where Jesus' body had been. This is a cork. Right, Dato, you want to tell us? So if you put it in the water, can you go over there and get the bowl of water? It's been there. This was a bowl of water to remind us of Pilate. So somebody want to come and do the night, Laura? So you stick the cork in the water and take your hand off, it bounces up again. Have a poke. Go and stick your hand in, poke it in. Feel it bouncing back. So, that's bounce back ability. That's a good word. You'd win Scrabble with that. Bounce back ability. So, Jesus helps us in life when we're ever feeling down. Thanks, Dato. When you're ever feeling down, we can bounce back with Jesus' help. Right, and all the flowers today, all around the church, they're blooming life. Right, come back to your seats. So, if this was in the newspaper, it would be something like this. World news. King of the Jews, dead. That was the news headline, you see, from Friday. But then Saturday they had to change their news headline. Score out dead. He's alive. And when his disciples discovered that Jesus is not dead, he's alive, this is how they felt. Dolphins are a lovely picture. Sometimes they're under the water, and then sometimes they go up into the sky and down again. Isn't that like us? Sometimes we're underwater, we're drowning, life's a disaster, and then whoosh, we can go scooting up into the sky with a big smile on our face. I like this poster, it cheers me up all the time. Not because we've got a stupid smile on our face for no reason. We have to have a stupid smile on our face for a good reason, that Jesus is with us. So, here's other news headlines. Dead man walking. There's hope for us all. Triumph after tragedy. Greatest comeback ever. The Christian spring. And so on. Look at this picture here of a tree growing out of the stump of an old tree. New life coming out of the death. It's very hard just to put into plain words, but all these images are trying to convey what a difference in life. Like, it's a difference when the sun comes out. What a difference when Jesus comes out in our life. And if you realize, he's not a story in a book, he's not a person long ago, he's for real with us this morning as we are sitting here now. This is his house, we are his people, celebrating the good news about him. And when the disciples discovered Jesus, the first thing they all did was they ran and told somebody about it. So let's, with our whole life, tell everybody the good news that Jesus is with us. And we can all be the smiling dolphins. So let's sing a hymn. It's 691. This is the day. And one of the verses has, this is the day when he rose again. 691.
Thank you.
Now I'd like to ask Betty Keane to come out and sing to us a solo. This is Jesus Christ is Risen Today, Hallelujah. Thank you, Betty. And now could I ask the 5 volunteers who are going to do the reading to come out. Thank you. This is Andrea Clarkson, Stuart Howie, Audrey Scott, Alison and Evan Mackay. Can you just alter the microphone to your mouth, each of you?
The guards were so frightened they ran off. When the women came, bringing their spices, the grave was open and the body had gone. The angel spoke to them.
Don't be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus. He's not here. He's alive from the dead. Look, this is where his body was. Hurry and tell his friends. You will see him again soon.
Jesus' friends refused to believe the woman's story. They thought they were imagining things, but Peter and John went to the grave to see for themselves. John ran faster than Peter and got there first. He looked inside the grave but did not go in. Then Peter arrived and they both went in. They saw the cloths which had bound the body lying untouched with the cloths that had wrapped Jesus' head just the next space away. John knew at once that no one could have stolen the body. What the women had said was true. Jesus was alive from the dead.
The two men went home, but Mary Magdalene, who had followed them, stayed. She stood there crying. She could not understand what had happened. Then she caught sight of a man she thought was the gardener.
If you have taken him away, please tell me where to find him.
She did not know she was talking to Jesus. Then Jesus said,
tell my friends you have seen me.
Right, thank you very much. Evan, Alison, Andrea, and Audrey and Stuart. Now I'd like to invite the choir to sing their anthem, A Man Came from Galilee. Thank you to the choir, and ably assisted by Jim Grant on the organ. Now let's all join the heavenly chorus, people all round the world today on this Easter morning, and people in heaven as well as on earth, we're all singing Hallelujah because it's Easter. Number 30 in the White Book, Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
Thanks to the risen Lord. Hallelujah.
One of the saddest moments this week was to see the fire in the cathedral in Notre Dame in Paris. Did you all see that, boys and girls? The church that went on fire? And it's really sad to see that going up in smoke. It goes back 900 years. It's hard to imagine that. But there were priceless things in there got burnt. Fortunately, people weren't burnt. It was empty at the time. But there was a lot of damage, and hopefully it will get rebuilt and restored. But it will take a bit of time and a bit of money. We've been raising money already, and within a week, they're not far off £1,000,000,000. Because the whole world feels for it. Every year, 13 million people go to visit that church. 13 million folk at church, imagine. I was particularly sad as I watched it this week because you've only known me here in this church, but this is my fourth church. My second church also burnt. And it was the same situation. People couldn't do anything to stop it. Even the fire brigade couldn't get in because the gates of the church were too narrow. So they just had to watch their beloved church burning. And everything inside got burnt, and the only thing left was the outer walls. But the church didn't die. The people just went down the road to the church hall, and they had the services there for 5 years. And then it got rebuilt, and it was rebuilt better than ever. People used to come. We used to get 2,000 folk a year coming to see the rebuilt church. They'd had pews like this before, and they would have kept them forever. But because of the fire and because of the way it worked out, they had to get seats. And then they preferred the seats. So people came from miles around to see the rebuilt church. Hopefully that'll be the same in the future for Notre Dame Cathedral. St. Paul's Cathedral is one of the biggest cathedrals in Britain, in London. It burned down in the 17th century. Sir Christopher Wren was appointed as the architect, the man that would rebuild it. And the first thing he did was he walked in the ruins of the burnt down one. And as he walked in the ruins, he came across a great big stone. And the stone had a word chiseled into it, engraved on it. Resurgam, which is a Latin word, and it means I have risen. Resurgam. So he thought, right, we're going to raise the building anew, build a new St. Paul's, and it's based on Jesus who died and rose again. So he made that the cornerstone of the whole building. The Bible says that Jesus is the cornerstone of the church. Everything we do is built upon Jesus. The Bible is a picture of us as living stones built up together, cemented by love. And Jesus is the cornerstone. Coventry Cathedral was bombed in the Second World War, and it burnt down and was destroyed. But they found two beams that were burnt as a cross. And they used that in the new Coventry Cathedral, and you can still see it today. If you watch the news this week in Notre Dame, they found a burnt out cross again, or it survived the fire, and it will be used in the rebuilding of the church too. I was pointing out the picture there of the new tree growing out of the stump of the old tree. And that is just how life works. Things have to die so that new things can be born. Death's not the worst thing in the world. We feel like it is sometimes. But if it wasn't for the seed getting buried in the ground, you wouldn't have the daffodil. There are all kinds of images. Let me read to you some. Jesus rose like the rising sun after the darkest night. The sun goes to bed and down. Next thing is it's rising. And life comes awake. Jesus rose like the emerging spring after the cold winter. Jesus rose like a cork bobbing back to the surface, like a phoenix rising from the ashes, like a butterfly emerging from a caterpillar, like an Easter lily bursting through the soil, like a chicken breaking through its eggshell. Jesus rose like Jonah being spat out of the whale. He rose like Lazarus coming out of the tomb. It's 101 ways to put the same thing. But when Jesus is in our life, he has this superabundant life that nothing can ever put down for long. So we're celebrating his rising, but we're celebrating his rising in us. Now the offering for the work of the Lord will be received. Thank you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for Easter and all that it means for us. We thank you that you come all the way into our lives to raise us up. Lord, we just pray for your blessing on the world around. And we pray that people would come to hear the good news. And that people would come to experience you in their life too. So use us to spread the word. And use us to help others to come to know you and love you as well. Amen. Let's sing the greatest Easter hymn of them all. 689 in the White Book. Thine be the glory. This morning, after the service, I nipped home to see if my wife was up yet and feeling any better. And when I got home, she was. She was out walking the dog down the beach somewhere. So I decided to go down the beach to catch her up with the dog. And I just sneaked up behind her and said, "Peace be with you." And she laughed because we were both thinking about that story in the Bible where Jesus appeared on the road to Emmaus as two disciples were walking along thinking Jesus was dead. Jesus walks beside them. They don't recognize him at first. And then all of a sudden they do recognize him as he says, "Peace be with you." Jesus sneaks up beside us all the time, not visibly, not that we can touch him. But he has his own sweet way of just getting alongside and reassuring us that we're not alone, that we have strength beyond our own. We have peace in the middle of circumstances that are difficult, and so on. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, how can we ever thank you enough for your resurrection? How can we ever thank you enough for what resurrection means for us in our daily lives? We thank you that you are with us, alive and kicking, and helping and healing, comforting and challenging, forgiving and enabling. We thank you for walking step by step with us throughout the journey of life, and sidling alongside us like you did to Cleopas and his friend on the road to Emmaus. Thank you for turning our lives around as you turned theirs, for turning our sighing into singing, our tears into laughter, our despair into hope and joy, and our darkness into light. Thank you for speaking your word of peace to our distracted souls. Peace be with you. It is I. Do not be afraid. I am with you always. Thank you for taking us aside and showing us your wounds for our sake. So like Thomas, we can fall at your feet saying, Jesus, my Lord and my God. Thank you for taking us aside and calling us to your service like Peter, saying, do you love me? Well, feed my sheep. Thank you for giving us good news to share with everyone. God is not dead, he's alive. Lord Jesus, help each one of us as your disciples, and help all of us together as your church to proclaim your resurrection in word and even more in action by our whole lives. Just as the first century disciples were completely changed by your resurrection, help us as your 21st century disciples to be just as transformed. So we pray for your particular blessing today on those who are ill. We pray for Ruth Carson and Joe Barraclough, Angus MacLeod, Ruth Cowan, Harry McElreevy. We pray for Harry Duff, George Murray, Maura Conway. We pray for Alan Brown. We also ask for your blessing on Linda Murphy and her cat Magnus. We pray for the wider world. We pray for the people today in Sri Lanka, where this morning people woke up to a terrible disaster. 52 people were killed as they went to church for Easter worship. 280 were injured. We pray today for people in Libya, where a warlord is attacking the capital city, Tripoli, at this moment. We pray for the people in France with the Notre Dame Cathedral fire. Amazingly, 200,000 bees on the roof all survived intact. We think of the people in Sudan and Algeria and the Ukraine, all on the streets protesting, wanting a better life with new rulers. We think of the protests in London over climate change. There have been 700 arrests this week. We pray for India and the biggest election ever in the history of the world. We think of Paris with the unrest now for 23 Saturdays with the yellow vest protesters. We think of the violence in Londonderry and the risk of a new age of hooligans. We think of war in Yemen, Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, the troubles in Venezuela, the friction in Israel with the Palestinians and Israelis. And we think of the Brexit talks nearer to home. Lord, in a troubled, restless world, you are the answer to all the questions. It's just that they don't all realize it yet. Bless your church in the midst of this world. Work in us and work through us for the spread of the good news of the resurrection. Amen. Our last hymn today is 295, I Serve a Risen Saviour. 295 in the White Book. And now may the risen Christ be with you in your griefs like Mary, in your doubts like Thomas, in your confusion like Cleopas, in your guilts like Peter. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you all this Easter and evermore. Amen.